Locker Room Chats here, continuing on 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. This Locker Room Chat here for the Frankfurt Wildcats, provided by Winkle Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. We're with girls head coach Doug Thompson. Last time we spoke, it's been a pair of games, a win over the Onega Buffaloes 43-32 and a loss to the Washington County Tigers 37-32. But two teams, they are going to get ready to replay again here Friday against Washington County, next Tuesday against Onega. But before we jump the gun and talk about those two games, let's talk about the last two. Coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your team, and kind of overall about your thoughts about the Twin Valley League tournament.
We started off with Onega, and I thought we came out, we shot the ball really well there in the first quarter and in the second quarter, and kind of got ourselves a little bit of a lead. Then we held Onega to 3 points in the third quarter and kind of built the lead from there. I thought we played really well, shot the ball really well that game. So then, we turned around and quick night and had Washington County. They end up moving the game to Frankfurt due to the weather conditions. And, we just didn't shoot the ball very well. We got off to a slow start, and I think we shot 11 of 61 on the night. And, we were able to shoot 35 more times in Washington County. We just could not get the basketball to go in hole. So,
hey, talk about the Twin Valley League tournament kind of overall. What are some thoughts about the Twin Valley League tournament, from you as your team, just kind of accessing it, being able to get a win over Onega. But, of course, what do you feel like this has done for your team kind of halfway through the season, looking to finish out the year strong with a month left to go?
Yeah, kind of my first time getting back into this TVL, and you kind of lose that first game on Saturday to Blue Valley. They just kind of give you the two consolation games. So, I thought we played really well against Blue Valley, and we turned around, played really well against Onega, and then just kind of not very good against Washington County or against Washington County there. So, but overall, I think our girls, they continue to keep competing. We were shooting the ball really well there for a little bit and just kind of got away with us with the Washington County game. So
upcoming here, you'll replay Washington County, a chance for some revenge here this Friday, and then next Tuesday, a chance to snag another win against the Onega Lady Buffaloes. So what are some keys here, these matchups, as you finish out this last month of the season all in TVL play?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing coming up with Washington County, I didn't think we did a very good job of attacking the basket. I thought we settled for a lot of shots. So we've really been working this week of trying to get the ball into the middle, trying to attack and try to find some better shots. We were 2 of 26 shooting three-pointers, and I thought we kind of settled a little bit. So, again, just getting back to practice and wanting to attack that zone that we saw against them and, trying to put up a few more points there. So,
well, Coach, I appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us for week number 7 of our Locker Room Chats.
Thank you.
That was head coach Doug Thompson with the Lady Wildcats of Frankfurt. Upcoming, we'll talk to head coach Adam Schreiner with the boys.